Sure. This is a day that we've been waiting for some time, and I do appreciate the Trustee Strobel and Secretary Keyes' hard efforts to bring this all together, and I enjoyed very much working with them. We have great expectations for a day that allows us to leave here with enthusiasm about the future of the University of Illinois. I did want to make a couple of comments before I introduce the speakers, if I may, Mr. Chairman. A number of us were in Washington a couple of weeks ago for the celebration of the 150th anniversary of the passage of the Morrill Act. And that was a piece of legislation passed in the height of the Civil War, granting land to the states. The land would then be sold, and from that, those proceeds, a university to be built. Thus, the University of Illinois came into being in 1867, and thus the linkage with the land grant notion. The priorities of the day were engineering and agriculture, and they were in response to true needs of the nation. The nation was industrializing. There was a need for engineers. There was also a need for increased efficiency in food production to liberate people literally to work in factories and cities. And that was what was the focus of these great universities early in their time. The focus wasn't totally on the practical. The emphasis of the Morrill Act was on the practical arts, but it was made explicit, and I quote, "The legislation was explicit to promote the liberal and practical education of the industrial classes." So the liberal arts and those things that enrich our lives are truly a key part of this mission of the land-grant universities as well. I believe the Morrill Act did much to enable the social progress, the economic progress, the technical progress that we've enjoyed as a nation for the last 100 or so years. And I believe it was education that was made available to the masses, literally the sons and daughters of all citizens, not just those who could afford to attend elite universities, that allowed our population to achieve things, to access intellect, to access abilities that might not have been available to society otherwise. There was a third mission, and that third mission was related to the economic development of the nation. And there was education, there was technology, but there was also transfer of technology into practice. This board in 1905 created the Engineering Experiment Station. And I read from the resolution that the board passed, "To carry on investigations along various lines of engineering and to make studies of problems of importance to engineers." The notion that the work that we do is in a real sense relevant to the needs of the state and beyond that, the nation and the globe. As we celebrated in Washington 2 weeks ago, I think our joy, in a sense, was tempered by a reality that this creed, if you will, of the public land-grant universities, of being accessible to the population at large, to being able to contribute to the relevant needs of the state and the nation, is being challenged. And that because of the challenges of states in the current time to provide the kinds of funding that will support the activities that were core to our success in the past. I think we're at an important juncture in our history as an institution. We can allow ourselves to drift into mediocrity, and we can blame our decline on all those outside forces that we have no control over, or we can define for ourselves a different kind of future. And I think that's what this event today is truly about. It's facing a reality and defining a way forward that allows the University of Illinois, not only allows, but enables the University of Illinois with its great faculty, students, and staff to be the kind of institution that our legacy demands. And I think that our citizens expect of us. I really look forward to this conversation. And I'm delighted to introduce some of our key participants, beginning with Chancellor Wise, who, Phyllis, just raise your hand. I think everyone knows you. Joined our campus in Urbana back in October of last year, is leading that campus. Susan Cook, just a bit longer in residence at Springfield. And Chancellor Alan Mears, the senior chancellor. I won't refer to you as the elder chancellor.